From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Myanmar's de facto leader comes to Washington. President Barack Obama is welcoming democracy icon and Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to the White House Wednesday. It will be her first visit to the U.S. as state counselor and foreign minister, a position she assumed when the country's military-era constitution prevented her from becoming president because her late husband and her children are foreign citizens. Aung San Suu Kyi spent more than 20 years under house arrest in the country formerly known as Burma. Her meeting with Obama in the Oval Office is viewed as another clear indication that she is Myanmar's de facto civilian leader. White House officials say the president is eager to hear Aung San Suu Kyi's views on how far the U.S. should go in lifting sanctions against Myanmar. Since taking office in late March, she has not called for an end to all sanctions, which are seen as leverage to encourage the military to allow more democratic reforms. Former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell in newly leaked emails calls Donald Trump a national disgrace and laments Hillary Clinton's attempt to equate her email practices with his. The emails were first reported by BuzzFeed News late Tuesday. Powell, a respected retired general who served under Republican presidential administrations, told BuzzFeed he does not deny the email's authenticity. In a subsequent statement to NBC News, Powell said the hackers have a lot more of his emails. In those emails, Powell said he stayed relatively quiet during the rise of Trump. To go on and call him an idiot just emboldens him, says Powell. He also criticized Clinton's aides for tying him into the controversy over the Democratic nominee's use of private email servers. This is VOA News. Washington is accusing Beijing of unfairly tinkering with the price of corn, wheat, and rice in ways that hurt U.S. exports and farmers. Tuesday, President Obama said his administration filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization and will push hard to give U.S. farmers a fair chance to sell their goods on global markets. As VOA's Jim Randall reports, hundreds of thousands of jobs and billions of dollars are at stake.
U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says Beijing hurts U.S. farm exports by paying more than market value for key commodities.
That represents a direct hit to American farmers who are not subsidized in excess of the United States WTO commitments and face unfairly limited export opportunities.
By inflating the minimum price paid to Chinese farmers for commodities, Beijing encourages overproduction, which makes it hard for American farmers to sell their products. Froman accused China of violating promises it made to the World Trade Organization.
The excessive government support that China provides to these growers exceeds the firm commitments it made when it joined the WTO in 2001.
Washington has filed 14 WTO complaints against China since 2009, winning all the disputes that have been decided so far. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres is in serious but stable condition after suffering a severe stroke. Doctors say his condition was likely caused by hypertension. The 93-year-old Peres had been hospitalized in January for heart problems. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posted a Facebook message saying the entire country loves Peres and wishes him a speedy recovery. The European Commission leader Jean-Claude Juncker called for unity among Eastern and Western European countries during his State of the European Union address Wednesday. That is, tensions continue among member states following Britain's vote to leave the EU. Juncker also cited growing nationalism among countries in response to the ongoing refugee crisis as a major issue that needs to be tackled. And he said the scope in which we cooperate is far too small. Now, regarding Brexit, Britain's exit from the EU, Juncker said he and the EU should remain on a friendly basis with Britain, but warned that the country should not expect to have the same access to the EU's single market once it officially triggers its exit. Juncker encouraged Britain to begin exit negotiations as soon as possible so both sides could move on in their own directions. And Munich authorities are ramping up security precautions for this year's Oktoberfest to reassure millions of visitors expected to attend the event starting Saturday after Bavaria suffered three attacks in a week this past summer. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.